Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here with a very exclusive interview with Jason from Hell's Kitchen. He was just eliminated from the show, and we cannot wait to talk to him. Jason, welcome to the podcast. Unfortunately, we are sorry to see you here, but we cannot wait to get in and talk to you and ask you all the behind-the-scenes details of what happened this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I mean, this happened 2 years ago, so, you know, the world's still spinning and we've all kind of, well, I and the group have moved on, and it's, you know, kind of like refreshing ourselves with the emotions we were going through at the time. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to reconnect with the cast members and, you know, just reminisce about how things went.
Yeah, it's crazy to think this was 2 years ago for you guys. I mean, everyone we talk to, I'm like, all right, bring yourselves all the way back. You know, right, it's like exactly. A different lifetime.
It really is. I mean, literally, we were still in COVID. We had a 2 week quarantine before we could even film, which was insane. That was probably the worst part of it. It was just
being locked in a hotel room.
Yes, just all by ourselves.
Yep, super fun. Pete, go ahead. Yeah,
right out the gate.
He always likes to get right into it.
You came on the show, and in the initial episodes, you're confident. Let's say that, right? Sure. But it's portrayed as maybe you're going to be the villain of the show.
Okay.
Did you do that intentionally, like to play that character, or is that who you are, or did the show spin it that more in that way and take your most evil sound bites?
I mean, I'm a very confident person. I have a lot of experience, and I'm very to the point and black and white. So if people find that to be arrogant or cocky, you know, Gordon Ramsay would famously say, you know, I'm not cocky. People are just jealous because they can't do what I do, you know. I guess maybe it's the sensitivity of the current culture, and they're not used to being people being so direct, so honest, so upfront, you know, more coddle you and concern yourselves with their emotions rather than just being, you know, blunt. But, you know, the show never put words in my mouth. The things that come out of my mouth are the things that came out of my mouth. So in the end, like, take it for what it is. Like, it, you know, I am the person. Was there some editing? Absolutely. You know, was there some sound bites that were mixed between, you know, people? Probably. But, you know, like, I am a very confident and very straightforward person, and that will never change.
That's awesome. I love that.
Stick to who you are, right?
100%.
So with the confidence and all that, coming into that kitchen, was there humbling experiences for you with Gordon?
I mean, not really. You know, every chef wants things done a certain way. And, you know, getting used to how Gordon Ramsay wants his things cooked in, you know, a 2 hour period, and then we're opening for service in a kitchen that we've never worked in. It's not really humbling. It's just understanding, like, this is food I've never cooked. This is a chef I've never worked for. These are standards that I'm not used to. This is a kitchen I'm not used to. And these are chefs that I'm not used to surrounding myself with, trying to put out food for 50 people. So, you know, just keeping that in mind as I'm doing this, it's like, well, you know, at some point it is what it is. And, you know, I'm going to have to do the best of my ability to get through it. It's not really humbling, because most jobs you have, you know, 90 days to get used to a job. That's why, you know, corporations have a 90 day, you know, grace period, a 90 day probation period. You know, you have 90 days to figure out, can you deal with this job, and can this job deal with you? Keeping that in mind while, you know, you're going through your 2 hours of, here's how we do all the food, best of luck, you know? So, it's not humbling at all. I just thought it was a great experience to see how fast I can adapt on the fly under extreme circumstances.
Now, coming from your background, obviously you've worked at some amazing places, worked under amazing chefs. Working with Gordon specifically, did that just feel like another day for you? Like, the entire time, was he just another, you know, chef you were working for, getting mentored by, or did that feel different? Did it feel, you know, a little bit extra?
I mean, sometimes it felt a little bit extra, but, you know, just trying to stay calm and just remember, hey, he's a chef. He went through all this stuff. Is he TV famous now? Absolutely. But in the end, he got shit on by a bunch of chefs like Marco Pierwhite and, you know, et cetera. And, you know, like I've been shit on a bunch of chefs. So just keeping it like, I didn't really think of it as a big deal. I just thought it was a great opportunity to prove myself to another great chef in the industry. But like, there were great moments of like, oh wow, this is amazing, like the rewards and stuff. But you know, in the end, you know, just staying focused and not letting all the hype get to you and, you know, rack your nerves and all these things. And you know, being a professional and staying level-headed, and that's probably what he's looking for in a chef to run, you know, a $20 million operation in downtown Las Vegas.
The competitions get fierce. Also, I wanted to say, you know, before about what you were talking about, you're also working with chefs. You said that you're working with chefs that you don't know, and some of them are definitely not at your skill level too. So in a kitchen, you might work with people that are all kind of doing their things. There's also television cameras that are floating around all the time and things that are happening. And sometimes people are cast that maybe aren't even in the near you in the skill set, but they're a great television character. Let's just maybe... per se, right? So that makes the challenges even more difficult. Were you able to find yourself inside that environment?
So a lot of the time, you know, this didn't make it to the edits, but you know, during one of our morning stand-ups, you know, Chef Ramsey said, you know, Jason, you're sort of like the tornado of the kitchen running around helping the other stations. And you know, that's sort of just a testament to the type of chef that I am, that I'd want to be. Like, you don't let anybody go down. You're always running around helping people, no matter what the skill level, helping them understand the cooking process, helping them understand the quality and standards that chef wants, no matter what the chef is. So like good chefs lead from the front. They don't push from the back. You know, a good chef should be, you know, hands-on helping their team, not screaming from behind, you know, calling them a bunch of shit names. But you know, not, you know, that didn't make it to the edits, but no matter what the skill level, if you're going to be a chef, it's your job as a chef to train your team, to support your team, and to be there for the team. That's what a good manager does.
Yeah. So even with your skill level, I think there was, obviously we saw some areas of struggle on the line during service. You know, things happen. Again, you only get 2 hours to kind of learn things and figure out your place and learn it. Tell me about that. Do you feel like it was pressure that got to it? Do you think it was lack of experience that got to it? Do you think it was just dealing with the other contestants that caused some of those issues? You know, tell me about those times that we saw, especially working with the seafood or proteins and stuff like that.
You know, absolutely. You don't get to use any thermometers, especially like with a Wellington. You can't touch it to see what temperature it is. So it's kind of like a guessing game at that point. When it comes to the seafood, you know, in my opinion, we were overcooking a lot of the seafood. If there's albumin coming out of the side of a piece of salmon, that means it's overcooked. Mm-hmm. If the lobster is hard and there's no opaqueness to the flesh after you cut it, that means it's overcooked. I even, you know, made a point to the producers while we would sit in the confessional rooms, like, why are we overcooking all the proteins? And the next day, I'm sure somebody had said something to Ramsey, because he specifically grabbed me as like, when it's your $500 million empire, you can make the decisions. But until then, you cook the food how I fucking want it. And, you know, that's what it is. And like I said, you know, we're all in a new kitchen with new people, with new dishes, with a chef who wants food cooked a certain way, and figuring out the way he wants it cooked is half the battle. So are there going to be struggles? Absolutely.
In the last elimination, before the last elimination, you and Jonathan sort of got into a whole back and forth, and you said something that I thought was really great. You said, this is a competition. So you're going to do whatever, you know, you have to do to stay in the competition. And Jonathan was butthurt about that comment. And he went on and on and on. I mean, in the show. And this week he goes on and on about something again. And so I think it's, I don't know if you haven't seen the episode that's going to come up this week, I don't think, but it sort of validates what you were saying, that like, this is a competition, and goes back to what you were saying about being blunt and also like being able to just say what you're feeling, what you said, and the whole thing with Jonathan. What is your feeling on Jonathan and that whole thing that happened?
So one of my issues was with the fact that I was when I had to run the pass, I was very hands-on with my team, you know, making sure everything was being done right. And when he was running the pass, he did not lend a hand to the team at all. And that's the point that I was trying to make, you know, in front of Ramsey. I was like, hey, you know, leaders should be leading from the front. And he wasn't doing that. He wasn't hands-on with his team. And he took that very personal. And it's just how I see it as somebody who's been managing operations for the last decade is, if you're not going to be a hands-on manager, if you're not going to be a hands-on chef, your team will not respect you, and they won't have your back. And, you know, him, it's basically him going on over and over, trying to defend himself, trying to defend his actions, and trying to, you know, validate his decision-making in that moment and cut me down. And, you know, that's part of the competition too. But in the end, you know, Chef Jonathan and I talk almost, you know, every week. He called me for career advice the other day. You know, we have great communication. Jonathan, Ryan, and I, we talk weekly. Ryan and I talk almost every other day. So in the end, like, it's great camaraderie, and we have a ton of respect for one another.
Is it tough? I'm sorry. Go. Is it tough going from, okay, we had this little thing on TV, you know, where you just shot this thing, and now you're in the dorm, there's no break, there's no separation from it, and now we're still talking about this thing that happened downstairs. Is the fact that there's no break difficult for you?
Not for me. I'm very fast to let things go. Actually, a lot of people have take issue with that with me. Like, I'll have a confrontation, and then 5 minutes later, I'll be like, okay, so we're good, right? And then they're still upset about it, and they want space, and they, like, you can ask any of my exes, and, you know, they want to be left alone. And I'm like, you know, get the fuck over it. Let's move on. Like, everything's okay, you know? Like,
yeah.
And they're like, I need more than 5 minutes, Jason. And I'm just like, no, you really fucking don't. Like, let's just move on. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Some would label that as a certain type of behavior.
What is that?
We're not going to go there.
Oh, I'm so curious.
Yeah, I am too. But
what is the behavior? What is that called, Kelsey?
Some would call that a very narcissistic behavior.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's fair. But like, I like things to be okay. And I like to move past things so we can keep moving forward, you know, together, whether it's personal or professional. And, you know, yeah, a lot of people aren't as fast. And don't want to be as fast as getting over it, you know? But I don't want to sit there and, like, stew in my emotions.
Right. You're like, let's go. Come on. We got business to run. We got shit to do. Let's go.
Yeah.
Now, saying, like, so Jonathan, for example, you mentioned, you know, at that point, you know, like, he wasn't leading. The team wasn't, you know, your team's not going to respect you if you're not hands-on as a leader. Do you think the team and the other cast members, do they respect Jonathan in the kitchen?
Oh, absolutely. I guess respect can be earned in multiple ways. And, you know, I guess it depends on how you've been raised and how you've been mentored through this industry. Really depends on how you respect other people. People find respect in, oh, he really cares about my emotions and he really cares about my feelings, so I respect him for that, you know? So I guess it's just understanding the perspective of the respect to each individual person that matters. But no, everybody really respects Jonathan. I respect Jonathan.
What was it like watching? So on your side, you're sort of the villain, right? If we're going to call that.
Sure. Bad guy.
On the other side, Carmen is sort of the shit stirrer on the female side, right? Which seems way more explosive than you. I feel like you are like in the position of like, hey, I'm a confident cook. I've worked in really good places. I'm doing my thing. Oh, well, if you don't like it, too bad. But she's literally like sort of causing problems. The girls are screaming. You know, it's like, it's almost like, I'm so glad I'm not on that team. What was it like to see some of that going down? Stuff that had nothing to do with you, but like it was still explosive.
So very early on, the guys in the blue team made a very explicit, specific communication that, hey, we're not going to start drama. There's not going to be bullshit. If we have issues, let's just talk it out like grown adults. And I'm all about, like, if there's an issue, let's address it. You know, fuck your emotions. Like, be calm, be cool-headed, be collected. Let's, you know, talk it out and come to a, you know, grown middle ground. They, on the other hand, are tearing themselves apart, and we watch it, and it's just like snacking on popcorn at a movie. Just like, enjoy it.
Have the Real Housewives of every city, because females are fantastic at doing this.
It's great television, you know. It's great.
It makes wonderful television.
And you know, were there drama moments with the blue team? Absolutely. But did we get over it? Absolutely. You know, and it wasn't sitting there like stirring about it and stewing about it. Like, you know, that first or second episode when Ryan and I got in each other's face, you know, 10 minutes later, we're perfectly fine. And that's what's important.
And you know, there was the elimination. Do you want to talk about your elimination a little bit, and what did you feel about that?
I mean, I was honestly surprised I was being eliminated. I was solely basing my elimination on that challenge, and I thought I put up three dishes that blew everybody else away. But again, that's just my opinion. When he did call my name, you know, in my mind, I was like, "Are you sure? Like, is this one of those jokes?" And then after I went through the doors and I'm sitting in the back waiting for the second person and all the TV hands and producers are like, we don't know what he's doing. And he ended up giving out that surprise coat to Ryan. And I was like, well, is he going to come back and grab me and give me a surprise coat too?
Yeah,
Like, this
you're like
can't be real, you know? But in the end, you know, he made again a decision that's a Gordon Ramsay decision. It's his TV show, it's his empire. And he also showed why he knows how to make really good television because that surprised everyone. Even the people filming the show, it surprised them.
Kelsey.
Yeah, it was a very interesting moment. I mean, that whole actually the whole episode, I've watched it twice now just because I was like fascinated watching it and seeing like the dishes you guys were making and the challenges. And I definitely agree with you where I was like, this was like a straight Gordon Ramsay executive produced, like him as an executive producer decision. Like he was like, this is kind of like all the dishes were amazing, and he was like, I could say whatever I want about these and make whatever decision I want at this point, which was why I thought it was fascinating. And like I watched it back to be like, all right, let me like watch his facial expressions. Maybe I can pick up on something. Maybe I could see something happen. But it was one of those moments, like being having worked with him, that I was like, oh, okay, he's just flying by the seat of his pants now. Just because they were like your dishes looked amazing. And just watching it, like knowing that you went home, I was like, ooh, this is tough. Like, and I thought you handled it really well.
Oh yeah. I mean,
You just walked out and did your thing. So you took it gracefully. Because it was. I thought it was a tough moment. I don't think really anyone deserved, and based off of the dishes, to go home.
It's
But it,
interesting
it's
too
hard.
because this week, did you watch this week yet, Kelsey?
No. I
But
haven't seen it. I know who goes, but
this week a lot of it falls apart in the kitchen. And as I was watching it, I was like, that's because Jason's not here. That's why it's all falling apart. You know what I mean? You were a big part of that team in keeping things together. That's why it was falling apart. What did you think of your total experience on the show?
I thought it was a great experience. I definitely would give it another go if given that opportunity. It was definitely an interesting experience. Again, we were doing this in the middle of COVID, so literally they DM'd me the casting production company after I took my Instagram account from private to public. Like 2 days later, they like messaged me and I was like, this is fucking fake. You're full of bullshit. And then they like sent me all these documents to prove that it was real. And you know, nobody was doing anything during COVID, so it was a great opportunity to sort of like branch out, put myself out there, see what may come of it. And a lot has come of it. And it was definitely to see how much goes into a TV show like this. Like, you're not in a professional restaurant anywhere. You're in a production studio, and they literally piece together two kitchens just to film this show. It's crazy to think about that. And then like if I were to go to that studio
The
right
way
now,
they like run water in there, it's like so ridiculous.
and like it's a real kitchen, like it's hot as hell in there. It's really a very well put together operation. And like if you were to go to that production studio right now, all of it would be gone. Like there would you could never tell there was two massive kitchens in here. So it's really interesting to see how all of that works and quote unquote the magic of television. It's crazy in my opinion.
Lastly, where are you? What are you doing now? Where can people find you? Are you on Instagram and all of those places?
I am on Instagram. I am on Facebook. I don't do TikTok. I don't have the time for that.
Pick one, please.
Yeah, I know. Someone would have to help me with that because I have no idea what I'm doing. I am in Chicago, Illinois. I recently took over
Woohoo.
Florentine Restaurant with BLT Restaurant Group, which is a very massive restaurant group based out of New York City. We have almost 60 restaurants worldwide. We're about to open a second restaurant in Tokyo this year, a second restaurant in Seoul. And it's just really great to see this company expanding and doing great things in the market that is the world of today, which is extremely delicate and difficult market for the hospitality industry. So yeah, it's been a great transition period the last 3 months or 6 months. We've put a lot of amazing food on the menu, and it's great to see people want to expand their horizons outside of what a traditional Italian restaurant can be. If you go to Italy, you're not going to find, chicken parm on every menu. You're not going to find, macaroni and cheese.
Right.
So we're trying to relate more to the Italian cuisine and the Mediterranean region.
I love it. When I'm in Chicago, I come to Chicago frequently because that's my hometown. So when I'm there, I will be sure to come and check it out.
Please, please do.
Yeah,
I would love an
absolutely.
opportunity to feed you and impress you and show you what Gordon Ramsay got to experience.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I will be there shortly. So I'll get in touch with you before I go. So what's your where can we find you on Insta? What's your Instagram? You know
It's
it?
my name, Jason, dot my last name, Hedin, Hedin, 8888. So four eights. Wait, that's my
Everybody,
Gmail.
that is Jason's
Oh
email.
my
If you would like to
God.
personally email
Don't
him,
do that. No, sorry. It's Chef Jason Hedin 88. I'm so sorry. Yeah. That's
it.
that was
And his
embarrassing.
phone number is
GMO.
630.
Yeah. No, I'm from Minnesota. I still have
Oh, okay, never mind.
yeah. You're not gonna
I was
guess
like,
that.
I have a 708 area code, so
I
I
have a
can prove I'm from
320.
Chicago. So.
Gotcha.
Awesome. Well, Jason, thank you so much for chatting with us. We appreciate your time. We appreciated all the energy you put into Hell's Kitchen, and everything you've been doing thereafter. We love kind of hearing the success stories that are coming from it and seeing you change in the culinary world and again, in these tough times and crazy times for the hospitality industry. We need advocates and leaders and people there to kind of save us from everything. So, we appreciate it and we can't wait to keep following along and seeing everything you do.
Yeah, stay tuned. Big things are coming, possibly, maybe.
That's
No
exciting. I love the
spoilers.
possibly maybe.
You guys have a great day. Thank you
All
so much.
right.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jason. All
Jason.
right. Yep. Later,
Bye.
man.
See
Bye.
ya.